We have a really great example of a text where it's very obvious that the phrase many, specifically in reference to the death of Christ, is not a reference just to a certain select group of people. And that is in Romans chapter 5. So throughout this chapter, there is this parallel between what Adam did as the first Adam and what Jesus did as the second Adam. And these things apply to the same group of people. And so here we're told, and this is in verse 15 of Romans 5, for if by the one man's offense many died, we know that this affects every single person. Even Calvinists interpreting this particular passage are not going to take this as saying that only some are impacted by the sin of Adam and only some face death. And then it says, much more by the grace of God and by the gift of grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. So the many is paralleled here. The same many that are impacted by the death of Christ are the many that are impacted by Adam's sin. So if we see the impact of Adam's sin as universal, that parallel is going to cause us to say, okay, that second half of this, the second part of that parallel with Jesus and the impact of his life and death and resurrection, that also is for the same people, which is all people. And that's why Paul himself goes on in verse 18. He says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. And so if that's the case, then clearly how that phrase many is intended is not to exclude some people from that number.